it's an appointed time. It's an appointed time that we have with God that we can have expectation in it. Amen. Here's the importance of this, and we've been talking about this for a few weeks. It doesn't matter how great God is. Doesn't even matter how much we believe that he's great. It's not until we do something about it that his greatness gets applied in our life. He's not moved by need. He's already been moved by need. He already sent Jesus for our need. Now he's moved by faith. And so we've been looking at what faith looks like, and we've been doing it for a few weeks. I encourage you to, if you miss some, to go back and you can check them out again. We found, we heard this morning that it is effective to listen to it later. It still works. What I want to talk today about is the residence of faith and how it can actually be affected to become strong. Strong faith is necessary. Sometimes you just need a switch of faith. If you can just get a switch turned on, you can just act in a small way. But there's a need for there to be strong faith. Sometimes there's sustained times. Sometimes the mountain really looks big, you know. But I want to talk about a factor and something that we've done here this morning. You know, a lot of churches, and I'm not against anybody else, but we believe in the fullness of whatever everything God provided for us. And part of that is the Holy Spirit. It's not a small thing. Jesus said, I have to go so the Spirit can come. And so, we want to make it to where everybody understands what's going on. But we prayed in the Spirit a little bit this morning. And, I don't know where everybody's at with regard to that. But there's something that God wants to say that needs my yielding to that gift for it to be spoken. And it's actually a faith-enhancing element that we're going to look at today. That because faith is in your spirit, that's where it resides. And so that if it's your spirit where faith resides, it's in your spirit where it's going to be strengthened. Okay? So let's look at this. Residence of faith in the heart, the spirit of the Holy, in the heart or spirit, the Holy Spirit comes to dwell and empower by faith. Let's look at Ezekiel 36, 26. I will give you, so this is establishing that where this has taken place, faith in God is going to be a heart thing, right? We've established this already, but I want to look at how you affect the heart in a big way, okay? But it's prophesied in Ezekiel. It says, I will give you a new heart and put a new what? Spirit within you. I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. So, every time he's talking about heart here, he's actually referring to the spirit, right? That thing that's core inside of you. That thing that you really believe from, right? And look at this. He says, I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes. And you will keep my judgments and do them. What does that sound like? Because we've talked about this recently. What do we do that is faith? What are the acts of faith? It's God's will, isn't it? He's given here a description of faith, isn't he? He's saying, I'm going to put my spirit inside of you so that you can walk by faith. Can you see that? It's an empowerment of faith. Yeah. But where does it go? It goes into your spirit. How many have a spirit here today? Amen. You are a spirit. Here's the thing. We have filters that go, that affect our spirit. We have our mind, stuff that comes into our mind, it'll affect our spirit. We have channels of things coming into us that, what do they affect? They affect our heart, don't they? So when we go to have faith, it's going to have to be a heart-affected thing. It's going to be according to what this prophecy is. His spirit comes in, and what gets strengthened? Our spirit. Okay, let's keep going. So faith to believe is spirit to spirit. You cannot even believe in you know what? It's a pretty amazing story that God loved us so much that he gave his son to come and take all of our sins by hanging on a cross. That's quite a story, isn't it? And you know what? People hear that and something happens to them. Where does it happen? Happens Not in their head. Because it doesn't really make sense. Where does it happen? It happens in their heart. Is that right? And again, it's not enough to just believe that. What do you have to do? I believe he's my Lord. I receive him as my Savior. Is that right? Where's this taking place? It's spirit to spirit, isn't it? There's a work going on in our spirit. Romans 8:15. So you have not received a spirit that makes you fearful slaves. Instead, you have received God's spirit when he adopted you as his own children. Now we call him Abba Father. How many like to call God an Abba Father? You know, that's a pretty amazing concept too. We can't even see him. We're calling him our Father. Only place you can believe this kind of stuff is in your spirit. Amen? So much so that you align your life with that. Is that right? For his spirit joins with our spirit to affirm that we are God's children. If we're attempting to walk by faith in our minds, we will never succeed. Or just by formality. If you do this, you're a faithful person. It's not just doing stuff. Amen? You have to have the spirit in it. Where does it come from? It's not something you just conjure up yourself either, is it? It's something that's given to you. Ezekiel talked about it. He said, I'm going to give you my spirit, right? Romans, it talks about his spirit joins with our spirit. What is this? We're still talking about faith, aren't we? We're talking about faith's residence, and it's going to be in the spirit. Amen? All right, let's look at Zechariah. We're going Old Testament here, all right? Not by the natural, but by the spirit is where faith's power speaks from. Boy, this is a fun passage, isn't it? Not by power, not by might, but by my spirit. So he answered and said to me, this is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel. Not by might. What is this? Not by physical, not by power. That by something we conjure up ourselves, right? But what is it? It's by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Now look who does something here. Says, it's my spirit doing it. But it says, who are you, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel, you shall become a plain. What is that? That sounds like Jesus' declaration that whoever believes and speaks to a mountain, they'll be cast in the sea. Right? How, though? It's by the Spirit. The Spirit is how this is happening. So how is Zerubbabel getting into this? Well, his spirit is obviously been affected by the Holy Spirit. Yeah. Amen. Now what comes out of his mouth? And he shall bring forth the capstone with shouts of grace, grace to it. Who's saying this? God's already provided it, but it's faith coming out of Zerubbabel. Is that right? Yeah. Where did that come? It came to his spirit. Amen. Not just out of his mind. All right, let's look at one more here. Spirit strengthened spirits. Are you hanging with me on? You might want to just look at the capital S versus the small s. It's not a big Superman on us, right? God is the big S, but we're the small s because we need to see that it's his spirit in our spirit where faith takes hold and does something. Amen? So spirit, big spirit, strengthened our spirits, are filled with faith's fullness. Okay? So, this is how faith works. It's all the other stuff we've talked about. It's talked about hope. It's talked about obedience last week. Man, really good on obedience. I like that. We have to align with some things. But all this has taken place in the heart. Now, real quick. Why is this? Well, let me do this first, and then I'll go there. Ephesians 3:14. For this reason, now how many are familiar with this prayer by Paul? Paul had a passion for people, didn't he? His whole purpose in his life was Christ being seen in people, for them to know who they are in Christ. Is that right? And he had a revelation that the other disciples did not have. Why? Because Jesus spoke to him personally. And he had a lot of theological knowledge, too. But look at this. He says, for this reason, this, when Paul goes to pray, this is what he prays, okay? I bow my knees to the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and on earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened. Where? Through his spirit in your inner man. What is it? That's your spirit. Amen? So what is he praying? That for faith to work, for faith to come alive, there needs some strength in our spirit. It's not something we're just dependent on God. God's already done it, but there needs to be a strengthening on our spirit. Is that right? Because this is what will happen when that happens. Then Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. Huh. I thought he's already there. We don't even have to do anything anymore. No, no, there's a need for him to reside there. And that requires faith. Amen? It'll look like something. It'll sound like something. Amen? Now, actually, this is really cool because the Holy Spirit is a gentleman. He doesn't just say, get out of the way, I'm coming in. Amen? He waits for the open door, comes through that if we want him to. Amen? But what happens when he gets there? Okay. That you, being rooted and grounded in love, a couple weeks ago we talked about how faith only works by love. Isn't this cool how this all comes together? May be able to comprehend with all saints. And see, here's the necessity, because for us to believe, we talked about this 1 week too, that for us to believe in what God has for us, we have to know about it. But not just know about it, comprehend it, understand it. Say, no, that's for me. Right? It's not enough that God just did. He said, so I pray that he would grant you by the riches of his glory that you would have this understanding by faith in your spirit, in your inner man. May be able to comprehend with all the saints what is, and this big time stuff, isn't it? Width and length and depth and height. To know the love of Christ, which does what? It passes knowledge because... And this goes back to, this is how faith works, by love. Because there's a lot of benefits that we like to talk about that God wants to do. Amen. We all come here with needs. Anybody have a need here this morning? If you don't, you're a liar. Okay, right? And you have a need to repent. So you still have a need, right? But all of us are drawn to God by his goodness, aren't we? And it's the goodness of God that draws us to him. But what happens when we repent? We have to give up our own way of feeding our spirit and allow his spirit to come in and replace it. Amen? Yeah. That you would know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge. Look at here. That you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now, here's part of the deception of the blessings of God is we say, I just want him to meet all my needs according to his riches and glory so that I can go out and meet my needs in the world with this provision that God has given me and say, see you in heaven, God. You know? The fullness of God is not his provisions. The fullness of God is his residence in our hearts. Amen? And this is where there needs to be an understanding of his prayer being realized in our hearts. Amen? Now, when he resides in our hearts, he comes with goodies. Amen? He wants to provide for all of our needs. But where does he provide them from? Our spirit. Not our mind, not our flesh, not our needs. He provides it through our spirit. Can you see this? This is all establishing that it's in the spirit is where faith resides, okay? Because it's in the spirit where we can strengthen faith, okay? We can work on it in the spirit. And that's why we want to be a spirit-filled church, amen? Because it's not just that we're better than somebody else. No, we're wanting to release faith. In every area. Amen? Praise God. And the cool thing about the Spirit is it doesn't puff up. It's not pride. It has fruit that is all about everybody else. Amen? All right. So let's look at, so how faith is strengthened. How many want to know how faith is strengthened? Amen. You probably already know, but let's strengthen that knowledge a little bit, okay? All right. The power that is resident on the inside needs strength. Okay? So Ephesians 6:10, if this is where faith goes, if this is how we're able to actually speak to something, we need to be able to actively do something about it that is not vain works, but actually is effective if it's going to be a spirit strengthening. It's going to come by the Spirit, isn't it? Ephesians 6:10. Last of all, I want to remind you that your strength must come from where? The Lord's mighty power within you. Now, what's really cool about this, it doesn't say without you. Right? It's not coming from somewhere else. When you received Christ, what did you receive? You received His Spirit. Yeah. Amen? Yeah. Now, you received his Spirit to come dwell inside of you, but He actually gave us the Holy Spirit to come fill us. Is that right?
Yes.
But let's look at this. So that was the 10th chapter of this 10th verse of the 6th chapter. Let's go down to the 17th through the 18th, because he's talking about putting on an armor, because the devil's wanting to come against us, right? And there's all these other parts of this, and I'm not going to touch on all of them. You know, you have to follow after peace. You have to do a lot of other things. But we're talking about faith here this morning, right? And he says, you need to be filled. And he said, everything that we put on is going to be a faith element, because it's coming from that place inside, right? That's what he said, from that mighty power within you. He said, it's already there, but you got to put it on. Is that right? And then let's just look down here, because faith is an element of this, right? And you will need the helmet of the salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And then what does he say? He says, pray at all times. Ask God for anything in line with the Holy Spirit's wishes. Now, this is the cool thing about this. You know, we have events go on. And I want to encourage us, just side note, we've had some major catastrophes taking place around us, and we want to be involved. And if you know of any families in this area that we can help out personally, what happened initially was the devastation was so great that people just going around and trying to help was getting in the way most of the time, you know. The legitimate things that need to be taken care of, we want to be a part of that, right? We want to reach out and help people as much as possible. But here's the only thing that I have sometimes when it's like, you know, even on Fox News or whatever thing, that all we can really do right now is pray. And I'm thinking that's true. But, you know, the New Testament talks a lot about effective prayer. What really needs to be prayed. And just what I come up with is not going to be sufficient enough on its own. I mean, I can pray, you know, that families' needs will be met. I can say things but there's something much bigger. And to pray in line with the Holy Spirit. Now, we'll see, we have the Word of God, so we can always pray in line with the Word, and we can be safe there, right? But the Holy Spirit has a lot of knowledge about stuff. How many, you know, just quick again, ChatGPT. It's amazing how much knowledge ChatGPT has. It's like, and you just find out anything. You can have it write anything for you, write a poem. You can have... You know, write a song. It'll analyze your song and fix your song for you. And, you know, it's really cool what it'll do. And my revelation in all of this, instead of saying, man, I don't know anything, is to say, wow, I have a Holy Spirit inside of me. That's bigger than ChatGPT, right? You know? But only if you access it. So if we're going to go to pray and we're going to say, okay, now I'm going to be effective in prayer and you know, I'm gonna take on the sword of the Spirit. What is the sword of the Spirit? That's making effect of the power of faith, right? That's what, right? If we're going to have that effect, the prayer has to be according to the Spirit. What better way to have the pray according to the Spirit than actually have His inspiration, have His unction? Amen? All right, y'all know where I'm going, right? But this is good. And it's good to have a foundation for this. All right, John 7:38. So it's not just a residence, but the source of faith's life. Okay? He doesn't come to just be there. Won't you talk to me? I got the Holy Spirit in me. You just leave me alone. Until you walk in my shoes, don't you be saying nothing to me. That's not a gentle spirit that's got the Holy Spirit sitting in there, right? Man, I want to change. I want to follow the voice of the Spirit. Is that right? For the scriptures declare that rivers of living water shall flow from where? Yeah. This translation says, inmost being, that place inside. How many have gone through a situation in your life and you just wanted to shout? Maybe you did. Where's that coming from? It's coming, you know? It's coming from inside, isn't it? There's an unction down there. You don't know what to say. You just want to yell, right? I was going to say that you can do that with your kids, but don't do that with your kids. No, no, you don't. That's what I said. Don't do that. If you did that, don't do it anymore. Okay. All right. But you know what I'm talking about. Something that's just coming out, you know. I've done that with the devil. It's like you just get, you know, you're not doing this. And it's coming from the inside. There's an inmost being that we have. And here's what it says about this. And this is a prophetic thing, right? Out of your belly, Jesus is talking about this. Out of your belly will flow rivers of living water. And where are they coming from? They need to flow. They need to flow. Amen? For the Spirit to have release, there's a river that needs to flow.
Yes.
Amen? Let's look at Acts 1:8. Demonstrations of faith by the power of the Spirit. But you shall receive power. So when this is happening, when you shall receive power, when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, well, He's already in you. Yes, but there's a reception. This is by your will. That now you're taking a residence that's already inside and you're allowing it to fill you up to overflowing. Amen? What's it filling you up with? Faith. Amen? Faith is being strengthened. Where? In your spirit. If He's talking about power that's going on, where is this power? It resides in your spirit. Is this too simple? All right, hang with me a little bit, okay? When the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be what? Witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. What is coming in this little phrase? It's talking about being a witness to Him. What is Jesus? What would be a representative of Jesus? Is everything that He did, in fact, He said, everything that I did, you will do. Yep. Amen? Amen? What does that sound like it needs? Faith. Amen? This power that's coming, that this Holy Spirit that's coming, it's coming to make an effect in its residence of faith. Yep. Is that right? He says, and now you'll not just wander over to your neighbor's fence and say, hey, do you know something about Jesus? No, you're going to go around the world. That sounds like some faith. It's like what we're doing with our kids right now. This is taking some faith. Amen?
Yeah.
And the parents said, amen? You know? What are you doing? And he said, you're not just going to go one place. What is this? The Holy Spirit's giving you vision for your life. It's not just about you. Amen?
Amen.
The Spirit's residence. Faith's residence is in our spirit. Amen?
Amen?
But for it to be effective, it needs a flow. It needs an outpouring. Amen? I said, when that happens, with that happening is power. That sounds like strength, doesn't it? All right. Acts 2:4, the rivers flow, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. That prophecy was about this, right? And what did? They began to speak with things that they did not know. Amen? How? The Spirit was giving them the utterance. Amen? Is this cool? I'm telling you what. If we could latch on to how incredible this is, that the Holy Spirit comes into us and we can open our mouth and He can actually speak His will through us. Amen? Okay, let me keep going. So it was the Spirit inside of their spirits that had come on them that allowed them to begin to let that river flow. That river, that power, He said, you're going to receive power. Be a river flowing up from you. Well, it's going to sound like something. Amen? Amen?
Yes.
All right. Can you see how essential this is to faith? We're talking about faith, right? Where is faith strengthened? It's in our hearts. It's in our spirit. Amen? A lot of times people say, I don't have any time to hard time believing. Yes, you do. Everybody has a hard time believing. That's why our faith has to be strengthened in our spirit. Amen? All right. So he says, pray at all times, right? Let's look at Jude 1:20. So prayer is going to be the first thing, right? So if there's an outflow, it's going to sound like something, sound like words. In this case, it was words that we don't know. It was the utterance of the Holy Spirit. How cool is that? You can't go wrong. You can't ever pray wrong. Is this really cool? Amen? And it's powerful. It's strong. If it's not restricted by our minds. Amen? All right, let's look at Jude 1:20. But you, dear friends, must build your lives ever more strongly upon the foundation of your holy faith. Okay? But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, King James, how? Praying in the power and strength of the Holy Spirit. Oh. So what's happening in that? You know, a lot of times people want to discount just prayer in the Spirit. Paul said pray all the time, didn't he? Previous verse we saw said pray all the time, right? Ephesians 6. And what is the necessity of that is that faith can wane. How many have experienced faith wane? And a broken spirit, nobody can do anything with a broken spirit. You don't have any faith with a broken spirit.
That's right.
So how do you remedy that? You begin to pray. Do you pray the solution? No, you release the Holy Spirit. Amen? Okay. This is really good. Are you hanging with me okay? Okay. I like this next one. Hebrews 11:1. So what happens when we pray like this? What happens when we pray in the Spirit? Most of the time, when we're doing something by faith, now we'll do this and we'll look at this. The necessity for this is it's going to need to be by the Word of God. The basis of it's going to be by the Word of God. But how many know that if there's a mountain out there, it's a supernatural power that's going to need to move that thing? Is that right? How do you get in the realm of supernatural power? Not in your mind. Not in some kind of formula. But if you begin to speak in the realm of the Spirit, that in itself is a tangible taking of supernatural substance. This is why when you do pray in the Spirit, there needs to be a latching on to fervency there. Amen? This is not just a babbling. No, this is a supernatural, spiritual unction. Because in that, when you latch on to that, I'm telling you what, it takes you to the realm of faith. This is my interpretation of this verse, because Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is what? It's the substance of things hoped for. That's those things you want, you're believing, you're praying for. Is that right? But what you need right now for your faith to be strong is not just a scripture. You need a touch of the Spirit. You need that union of the Spirit where His Spirit joins with your spirit, and now His power is being activated through your mouth. Amen? And that only comes, we've established this already, it only comes in the Spirit. It only comes what's already there, but it has to be released by the Spirit, and it cannot be contained in the mind. Now, it will guide the mind, but the mind does not decide whether it's effective. Amen? And so, for this to work in the times of trouble, it needs to be practiced when there's no trouble. There needs to be a learning of turning on the faucet, of the flow of the river of life. And that's how you strengthen. I just want to make a declaration here today. I declare that I am healed in my body by the power of the Holy Spirit. Jesus' blood has been shed. And a diagnosis I've been given is my heart. And they're saying, you know, and it's weird, this last visit I had, they start telling you how long you can expect to live. And it's like, what? You know, no, I have something else to go on. Yeah. Yeah. But I did start to realize how much, because I used to do cardio, and I'm thinking cardio, schmardio, you know, whatever. You know, it's like, I'm not really worried about my heart. I'm good. But the more you've had somebody tell you something otherwise, you start to notice that your heart is affected by what you do with your whole body. It's pretty cool, okay? It gets its strength by what you do with your whole body. By exercising regularly, your heart increases function. That's just anybody. And especially if you have some other condition they've given you, it's very important that you start treating cardio like cardio, because it's effective. And you know what? This is the same in the Spirit. Where is the Spirit? It's a heart, isn't it? Amen? Yes. If it's not getting moved, if you're not getting, my little ring thing, it says, time to stand up and move a little bit, isn't it? It's like, okay, you know, yeah, thank you. Because we can tend to be sedentary, right? We can tend to just become, and spiritually we can become this way. How do we exercise our spirit? Through the gift of the Spirit Jesus has given us. It's not some small thing that we can just wait until we're in a party or some. No, it's real. It's active. It's alive. Amen? But there needs to be a little ring notification that says, isn't it time? Isn't it time to activate your heart? Amen? Where does faith reside? We can't assume to believe God for some things that our heart can't even handle. Amen? There's a strengthening of the heart. Is it now building up yourselves on your most holy faith? How many have a most holy faith? Sometimes we need Paul, pray a prayer of revelation over me that I'll have a realization of how holy my faith is, how precious it is, how wonderful it is, what Jesus did so that he could occupy my heart. Amen. And what am I doing with that? Amen? And he said, now I got to go away so that I can give you a cycle machine. Amen? So that you can exercise your heart. So that you don't miss out on what God has for you in your life. Amen? Okay, I'll go through these quick. Effective prayer. So what are we going to get praying in the Holy Spirit? What are we going to get by activating this, by having faith? Romans 8:26. Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses. How many have weaknesses? We're just limited in our minds, right? We don't know what to pray. We do not know what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. That means it's not something I can say in myself. It's something that's coming out of me that I have no control over. Now, he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. He said, there's something in your heart that you already have a desire to take place. And the Spirit comes in. When you begin to activate that river of life, what happens is the Spirit comes in and begins to give utterance to what needs to take place with what's already in your heart. Yeah. Yeah. Amen? Yeah. And gives power to it. So that now he can actually give you a revelation about that, so you can begin to speak something about it. What does that look like? What does it sound like? Faith. Amen? But where did it come from? It came from praying, didn't it? How? In the Spirit. Is that right? This is cool. And this is what I want to encourage us. And when we're praying in the Spirit, how many are filled with the Spirit? Okay. If you're not, you have an opportunity this morning. It's real easy. He said, just receive. It's a free gift. Amen? And you'll begin to speak, and you'll begin to allow this river to flow. But what's really cool about this, and I want to encourage us in this, is that praying in the Spirit is just not a mindless thing. No, we activate in our minds what our needs are. And I want to encourage us in this. You don't ever have to actually pray in English at all. Your mind is already thinking on things. Your spirit is already active. Amen? Now, when you get around other people, it's important to pray something everybody can understand and come into agreement on. Is that right? But when it comes to praying for issues, for praying for, you don't even ever have to pray in English. You can pray. Why? Because the Spirit's praying. And it's effective. That's what this says. It's because the Spirit comes in and it says, it sees what your heart is needing to pray for. And it makes it, Chat GPT, man, it just makes it right. You know, it just says, wow, that's what I meant to say, you know. But it's the Holy Spirit. It's so much better. It's in line with God's will. Amen? And then he does bring revelation to your heart that is not just a wandering mind or a confusion or a frustration. Amen? All right, here's something else he does. Are y'all good? All right, provision. Instruction of God's provision through faith comes by the Spirit. 1 Corinthians 2:12-13. Now we have received not the spirit of the world. Isn't this good? And where's this taking place? In our spirit. But the Spirit who is from God, that we may know the things that have been freely given to us by God. Now look at this. We have scriptures about this, don't we? And we do need to look at those scriptures. But how do they become part of our heart where faith resides? They come by the Spirit. Amen? These things we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. There's things we're going to declare, but they need to come about God's provision in our life. We were saying that this morning. There needs to be an understanding that this is going to come by the Spirit. Amen? And how do we strengthen that? We release the river of life. Amen? What's happening is that we need to put expectation on this. I'm going to get provision. I'm going to get direction. Especially in a time of need for it. My mom always used to say, man, what are you going through? You know, we've had some difficult times in our life. Sometimes it can happen in church, you know. She said, well, have you been praying in the Holy Spirit? Just go pray. Just go pray. Amen? And allow your mind to be taken where he's going to take you. Don't be focusing on the problem. Don't be focusing on the strife. Amen? That person that's in the way, you know. No, let him begin to speak his words out of your spirit, and then let him take those words into your mind, and you can begin to declare them. Amen? Truth, John 16:13. Guidance of truth by the Spirit. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak. And he will tell you the things to come. Huh, what's happening in that? What do you need with faith? You need to know the truth, first of all, don't you? Yeah. Amen? Amen? It needs to come reside in a way that you're not wondering about. It needs to be secure. Amen? Yeah. And he'll take something that's already come into your spirit and you're still wavering. And when you begin to pray in the Spirit, He'll come and He'll guide you into that. He'll make it hook up with your spirit. How many have experienced that before? It's like, wow, God, I've been aware of this before. But man, I pray in the Spirit, and what happens? It's faith about God, what He said He's going to do, that gets strong. Because it's in the Spirit that faith gets strengthened. Amen?
Yeah.
All right. Faith's rewards. And I just wanted to touch on this, because here's an example of this. Barnabas, and this is an example of being strong in faith. How many want to be strong in faith? Amen? The necessity of tapping into our spirit, receiving the Spirit to be our utterance. Amen? Everything about faith is going to have a word associated with it. It's best to exercise the heart of that word and let it be the Spirit. Amen?
Yes.
Barnabas was a kindly person. And how was he? He was full of the Holy Spirit. And what? Strong in faith. They go together, don't they? Being full of the Spirit strengthens your faith.
Yes.
It's something you can do right now that's tangible. I can do something right now that's going to help my faith. All right. And actually, you can get to where you really like it. It's really gratifying. Anybody experience that? Man, it's gratifying. When you don't do it half-heartedly, when you actually go there, amen? All right. And then this part is the cool part. As a result, large numbers of people were added to the Lord. I thought that was so cool. Here's the ultimate purpose of our faith. It's not our goodies. It's not our benefits. It's glorifying God. Now, His blessing in our life can help somebody else know of God's goodness. So He's not going to disqualify that. But what is the end goal? It's people. Amen? And that will be the driving force in faith. Praying in the Spirit, it shouldn't ever be taking you to a place of self-focus. It always takes you to a place of people. Amen? And the higher your level gets in the realm of heavenly currency, the smaller the need in your own life begins to appear. Amen? And the easier it is for you to just talk to it like an ant. Or just squash it if you want to. I used to be afraid of scorpions. I thought, man, they're scary. And we have some in this building that... No, because God says you're going to tread on serpents and scorpions, right? Yeah. But Larry actually built me this little shower out behind the building here, and I can take a shower here. So it was really nice because Pastor Kim was saying that I spend the night here. And it's nice he put me a shower back there. Man, I was in there at the sink, and I looked down, and there's a scorpion on my foot. And as much as I've been worried about scorpions, I've never been stung by one. It's like, I don't know if they're dumb or what, but they just never found my flesh yet. But I found out, you know what? You can just flat step on those things, and they go away. You know? They looked really creepy, and they looked really perilous, and they looked like they could do really some damage. But, man, wasps have been a lot worse to me. But you know what? I found out that there's spray for wasps, too. You know, you just don't have to be afraid of these things when you find out who you are. Amen? And the best way to find out how you are and to be able to walk in the faith of it is to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. He says He'll come and He'll reveal Jesus to you.
Yeah.
Reveal the reality of who you are in Christ.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen?
And you'll be able to tread on serpents and scorpions.
Yes.
Don't go looking for them and lining them up in a row so that you can do it in foolishness. But if they happen to crawl over your foot while you're taking a shower, you can get all over them, step on them. Actually, I went and found a, flip-flop, you know. I don't really want to. I can squish some bugs with my thumb, you know, but scorpions, I'm going to use a tool. All right, one more thing here. So God's overwhelming flood flows by His Spirit's breath, spoken through his people worldwide. I love this passage. It talks about the knowledge of the glory of God will cover the whole earth as the waters cover the sea. But listen to this translation. Then at last they will reverence. Isn't this wonderful? It's all about giving reverence and glory to God. They will reverence and glorify the name of God. Where? From west to east. For he will come like a flood tide driven by Jehovah's breath. Now, what's really cool in this is there was a time when knowing God by the Spirit was only reduced to a few people. But what did Jesus say? He said, when the Spirit comes inside of you, and who's he talking to? Everybody from all. And what happened on the day of Pentecost? Where were they from? They were from the whole world that they knew at that time. And what was happening inside of them? There was the ability of Christ to come reside inside of people because the breath of God was not restricted by a mind of a man. And it was coming from a river of life on the inside of these people. Amen? I love the realization of the completion of this prophecy in the light of the filling of the Holy Spirit. And when we begin to pray in the Spirit, what is that? That's not my breath anymore. Amen? It's a release of God's breath. It's his inspiration. Amen? And as a result of it, there's a knowledge of God's glory and reverence that will take place as a result. And the biggest thing about that for us when we're talking about faith, that's the biggest activation of faith that there can be. Amen? Hallelujah. Oh, man, we need to be nurturing. We need to be getting on our supernatural cardio bike and praying in the Spirit. Amen? The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. First thing that takes place when we pray in the Spirit is a realization of who we are. We've been made to be righteous. And then it causes us to take that and put it on whoever we're praying for. I encourage us, I encourage us with some of the things we're going on right now. And partly what I'd like to do is have a Saturday night prayer time that we can invite people to come to that would like to do this together. But before we do something together, we can do this in our own time. I encourage you to take a certain amount of time of things that you're talking about. That's why I wanted to get a list of all these young people that are going to. I've been doing this some myself. Is just take them, and you don't necessarily need to pray something over them specific unless something comes to you. But you can just pray in the Spirit for them. Visualize them in your mind. See them speaking the Word of God. And allow it to be an unction that flows. It's really amazing how much unction can begin to come up when you're drawing it for a purpose. Amen? And it will affect these young people in the power of the Holy Spirit. It's the breath of God going with them, driving them along like a flood. Amen? And this is our potential, but it's like just like everything in God, it lays dormant until we activate it. But what a powerful activation there is in the Spirit. And the cool thing about this is praying in the Spirit like this strengthens our own faith for anything else that we want to declare and take authority over. Amen? Amen.